Last season on Food Is Not Love.
I know hypnosis.
That's how you get laid. You were roofies when roofies wasn't cool.
I'm very sad.
Really?
Why?
I thought you had no emotions as a gypsy.
We thought you were capable of human feelings.
You're like a warlock.
Your love is like Israel.
Here we go.
That's kind of weird just watching your hand bleed.
Yeah, we're like goth chicks.
Aww. My blood brother. Blood brother.
Hey, this is Lou Pepperoni and his brother Paulie. Say hi, Paulie.
Hey, old Paulie.
God, I hate you.
Well, this just in. Hillary Clinton is really David Bowie.
Kind of looks like him.
Hello, William.
I love that voice. Hello, I like when William. You're not pretending to be a woman.
Come to my cosmos, William, and I will sing you a song.
Sing me Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Time it flexes like a whore.
That's not the song at all.
Comes flanking to the floor.
What are you singing?
What's in your head right now?
Well, Jessica Alba at the moment.
Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba.
Can you guys hear that? There's a hawk flying right over my head.
What the fuck, dude? That was your mouth that made that noise. It wasn't a hawk.
That was a hawk.
What happens in Robbie's bedroom is a lot like the Justify My Love video.
I don't even know what that means.
What really happens on Moose Day?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. I was... True story. They go into the forest and they find a moose. They don't kill it. They subdue it. They get the sticks, the shovels, the pitchforks, and it's like a Mexican birthday party.
Wait, they beat the moose?
They beat it senseless until the candy comes out.
This one danger shower?
You liberal bitch!
I don't know how to say this guy's name.
Jill.
You are Borg.
Yeah. We are Borg, we are one.
Elizabeth, where are you? Borg! Oh, you're so dead, Elizabeth.
No, don't do it!
I didn't do it!
I love him! Don't do it! Borg!
Mr. President, there's been a situation in Atlanta.
Hang on one sec. Colin Powell and I are playing Name the Black Kid. He's never seen a black boy before.
The host of Food Is Not Love have been captured by terrorists, sir.
Those boys who keep making fun of me and my presidency. They got exactly what they deserved. I hope Osama found them and raped them. Osama.
But sir, they're an American treasure. We have to bring them home.
Did you say national treasure? I love that movie with Nick Cage. He's real good in that movie with that Cher chick, you know, who got hit in the face with a ski pole. He's real good. I think he was on dope. Dope.
Usama Labaga.
What?
Usama Labaga.
I don't understand you. The fuck are you saying? No comprende your face. Ow!
Do me that.
Maybe if you didn't engage him, he wouldn't hit you in the face.
Guys, I'm really scared.
Wow, you must be. I don't even think you lisped just then.
Can't you just click your gypsy shoes 3 times and wish us home?
Unless somebody comes and rescues us, we're gonna die. By the way, you're both assholes.
You're both assholes! You're both assholes!
Wait, you hear that? What the hell's going on out there?
Get your damn paws off my guys!
Look! It's called Movie Icon Tora Satana!
Yippee-yay, motherfucker!
Get him, Tora!
Huh, this fucker! There you go.
Thanks for rescuing us, cult movie icon Tora Satana. You're my hero.
Okay, sweetheart, you're done. You can do your show now.
Where will you go, cult movie icon Tora Satana?
I have to get to Washington because I have a certain president that has an appointment with my steel toes.
Well, we better get home ourselves.
Say the magic words, Disco.
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only podcast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Vellante and Robbie Danger.
Yo, turn your speakers up, adjust your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated. Food is not love. We're activated. Food is not love, Robbie.
I like my women who don't speak, and only bitches don't eat meat. Sometimes I like to pee in the street. You know what? I still can't rap that good.
Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cats.
And that, my friends, is how you start a show.
That's how you rock it out, son!
We are back.
Welcome back, everybody.
That break was so long. You know what? Next time we take a break like that, just freeze me like Walt Disney's head.
His head is frozen?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Just freeze me like his head.
All right.
And thaw me out when it's time to roll the mic.
Hell yeah. This is season two, baby.
Yeah. Season two.
We're
we
back.
Actually
like
Chloe Jones sit on the beginning of the show for this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'm honored.
Oh, you don't sound honored, though.
Let me thank Tora Satana for,
yeah,
cutting, you know, for phoning in our intro for us.
She's a huge help.
Thank you, my baby.
And I'm so glad we got rescued, too. Seriously. Those guys were kind of hurtful.
Yeah, they were.
I love you, Tora.
So what should we start with, people?
Whatever you'd like.
What's the topic we should start with?
I think we should talk about Rob's marriage.
What would you like to know?
Well, during the break.
Yes.
Which, how long was the break?
A week and a half.
A week and a half.
Wait, what do you mean the break was a week and a half?
Oh, yeah, it was only a week and a half.
Okay.
Rob fell in love.
I did.
Rob's got a girlfriend.
I do.
We refer to her as Bree Danger.
Right.
Or,
right. Or Bree Bert.
Bree Bert.
Or Bree Bert, right.
Because they are one.
Yeah. But, so, Rob, why don't you tell us how this sudden romance not only happened, but blossomed rapidly.
Okay. Well, she had contacted me through Match.com, my favorite place in the world.
Who needs to give us an endorsement at this point?
I
and by that,
I should
I need
be
money.
On their commercial.
Right.
So she contacted me and, you know, had a couple of emails back and forth, and we talked on the phone, you know, the usual stuff. And I thought she was fun, you know, whatever. I did notice that she didn't live in Atlanta. She's actually a grad student at FSU.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And but she's moving back to Atlanta, and so she was looking to get involved with someone in Atlanta. I said, okay, I could go out. So she actually stood me up the first night, which I thought was really funny. I was like,
That's cute.
Yeah, that's nice. Now, it turned out there was some sort of family function because she was up here for the holidays and things like that. So the next night, we finally go out and just had a really nice time. And then we spent the next 10 days together.
Aww.
They met on a Wednesday. They fell in love on Thursday.
Well, tell us what immediately attracted you to Brie.
Her knockers.
Let the boy speak.
No, I would say, what immediately attracted? I would say her smile immediately attracted me to her.
And?
Don't even hold back your awe.
No, I'm just going to let you speak.
Okay, sure,
I'm not going to make fun.
No, she had a very nice personality.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed like she had a good heart. She seemed very genuine. And we just had a really nice time together. And there was just some sort of immediate connection. So it was very unexpected. Don't lie.
No, I'm laughing about what I'm piping in.
Okay. But, you know, it was very unexpected. Clearly, you've heard some of my dating horrors in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is just completely different. So,
well, we're very happy for you.
I can tell.
Well, I was only around you guys once.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, true. I got off easy.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's from what I heard. Chloe, you want to elaborate?
First, I would like to say I do think Brie is a very cool girl.
Oh, yeah. I like Brie a lot.
Yeah.
But I met her once.
Yeah. She's very cool. But, you know, it's like being with two people that are on their own planet when you hang out with Rob and Brie together.
Now, I have to admit, I have to confirm that, because when I'm around her, I feel like the whole world has just disappeared a little bit.
Like a Tiffany song.
I am. I totally am.
Robbie Danger's Love by Samantha Fox.
Samantha Fox would be way too dirty for that.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
They,
it's more like by Barry Manilow.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. But go ahead, Chloe.
Go ahead with
what else happened on the
well,
break?
Well, no, you were explaining something, and I commented on what you
right,
said.
No, that
oh, okay.
I mean, you're a lovely couple.
Yes.
Yeah, you are a very lovely couple.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I saw her on your MySpace page.
Yeah.
Put her in my top friends.
We're kind of cute.
Yeah. Out of respect.
I have nothing bad to say about Brie.
Well, good.
Now, we can mention that there is a phone line.
Oh.
Wherever Rob goes now, that may or may not go off during the course of the show. We don't know. Because he's not allowed to turn it off.
Well, here's the thing. Rob told us last night, actually, that he bought his very own special bat phone just for Bree.
Just for Bree's phone calls.
Well, so it is only... Nobody else has the phone number.
Let me elaborate. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be a long-distance relationship, for the next few months, she graduates in April.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be a lot of minutes spent, you know, talking on the phone. You know, when I'm not down there visiting or when she's not up here. So... Because she's a particular customer of one, you know, company. I got one of their little cheap phones, and you can talk mobile to mobile for like $1 a day.
So it wasn't for romantic reasons. It was like for Jewy reasons.
Yes.
Right.
Practical Jew-like reasons.
Right, exactly.
I can't argue with that. He's got sound right. He's got sound reasoning behind that.
Right.
I have a question.
You may answer.
You may answer.
You may answer your own question. Okay, moving on.
How's the sex?
Oh, she's cornered him.
See,
he's pinned.
Now, see, unlike gypsies, a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell.
That means they haven't had sex.
But we
yet.
Have, but we have a nice time together. That's all I'll say.
So you're not going to say you're going to have sex.
Speaking of sex,
wait, no. Before you move on.
See, you even cut me off before I'm able to retaliate.
So you're not going to admit that you're waiting until Valentine's Day. For your romance.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to say we're going to have a very nice Valentine's Day.
He's getting her edible underwear.
Don't cheap in there, two-month-old love.
Don't tell me about how you lost your virginity,
oh.
Chloe.
Well, also, we also had a very nice New Year's Eve.
We did. We went out. All right, let me tell you guys about a little something.
Okay.
So we... I like how I'm telling you the story.
Right.
We went out to an Irish pub here in Atlanta.
Yes.
And, you know, had a nice time. We met up with some of Chloe's friends from work.
They were a treat.
They were fun. Mm-hmm. They thought Disco and I were gay and lovers for a brief moment.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And I kept confirming it. You were denying it. I was like, oh, absolutely.
I'm like, no, we're straight.
You got all uncomfortable. I'm like, no, we've been together for a few years now. Yeah.
I just, you know, I hadn't been ready to come out of the closet yet with
right.
us.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah,
you're ashamed of me, that's why.
At one point, there was a band, you know, kind of a shitty cover band. They weren't terrible.
They were terrible.
Okay. I didn't think they were that bad, but Disco decided that he wanted to get on stage, so he spoke to the band, and the band said, yeah, you can do a cover with us or whatever. So he did a couple of songs, and, you know, things were going okay. And then as the night progressed and the drinking continued, he got up on stage a couple more times, and it was really funny at that point because now he was kind of like in the singer's face, and he's like kind of pushing him out of the way.
Didn't
so
he like headbutt him?
No, I hip checked him out of the way.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah. When he hip checked,
he was holding his little dinky. Yeah, because they were doing like this dickless version of Sympathy for the Devil, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I will not stand for this.
He was so drunk.
Yeah, I was like, I was a cosmonaut. Yeah. And I jumped up and I was like, hip check, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
and then I got all theatrical about
and
it.
And then the manager of the club shows up. Now Shandy, Disco's wife.
Yeah,
she has told us how this is a pretty common occurrence, being asked to be removed from clubs. And the prophecy came true again.
Shandy has prophesied.
Yes. Yeah. So he came up to Disco and
tapped
him on the shoulder, said, buddy, you can't get up on stage. And the best, I swear to God, the best part, you probably don't remember this line, but the best shit was when he said, you don't know anybody in the band. And you're like, I know Chris and Bill and Rob and Adam. And the guy's like, those aren't any of their names. I was like, oh, shit, we're going to go. We got to go.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious. And then I believe on the way out, you kissed him on his forehead and said, you're doing a really good job.
Yeah, I kissed the bouncer on the head.
Yeah. But nevertheless, we had a nice New Year's, went to another bar after that briefly.
Yeah, we got kicked out of one bar, then just went right across the street to another.
Right. And then, you know, I think we went home and I crashed on your couch and...
And slept with my dog.
Yeah, slept with your dog.
Right, who you did not meet on Match.com.
I did not. But we have a special bond together.
Okay, so we have this little song that kind of surmises what Rob and I did on the break, because we're not allowed to talk about what Chloe did on the break.
Yeah, she's a spoiled sport.
We promised we wouldn't tease her about it.
She just likes to keep things to herself. I understand.
She's a private person.
I like to be a little bit more open.
I believe that we've all shared pieces of our lives that we have, and she doesn't.
Well, you just
I don't think you ever share pieces of your life.
So anyway, this is a song about what Rob and I did over the break.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Hey guys, it's 2008.
We're going to tell you a little bit about what we did over the break.
So many goofy things have happened since we took our break. Robbie got a girlfriend, now they're practically engaged.
Chloe went to Brooklyn
and got her vagina plowed.
Rob and Disco feel very, very proud she got laid.
It finally happened.
Someone plowed the gypsy field of its corn.
Barack Obama, he won in Iowa. Who really cares?
'Cause Chloe got laid.
On New Year's Eve, I got these jerk-offs
kicked out of an Irish bar.
Seriously, how does that happen? The Irish are just filthy pigs who lay in their own mess. I swear to God, you could put a bunch of animals in there and they wouldn't get kicked out, but somehow Doug got us kicked out. What the hell is that?
And Chloe got laid.
She got laid.
You guys are such fucking assholes. I am never, ever... I thought I could trust you. I'm never telling
What's
you a
the matter?
Fucking thing again.
I'm
going to be a vault.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I'm a safe crackle, bitch. I'm going to get in there and blow it up.
Why don't you tell us the story of how you got laid there, Snookums?
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Because you were like barren and dry down there for a while, weren't you? Like,
if you could see the look that she just gave him.
No, what I'm trying to say is it's been a while, right? I mean, it's been a long time that you got laid, right?
Or
you said that yourself. You can go back to the other episodes. Don't give me that look.
Or that anything that's been down there that wasn't rubber.
No, you're right. You're right. I was...
You're right. It's rubber.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
I was being
just
abstinent.
Clarifying.
Yeah. I was being abstinent.
For
a while.
Wait, what was that? I can't hear you.
I was being abstinent for a while.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. What was the guy's name?
Bill.
Bill. You're going to tell. You're gonna say his name is Bill. I can cut it out if you... I'm not allowed to say his name?
No.
Why? He doesn't listen to the show.
Can we just call him like another Italian?
He can't read.
Let's call him Tony.
Hey, Tony. Tony. Okay, oh, Tony. Hey, yeah. Tony. She banged Tony.
So you went home, you banged Tony.
Right, in Brooklyn. I think we just totally stereotyped her just then.
In Bensonhurst?
Yeah.
No, it was in Staten Island.
Cool.
It was in Staten Island.
No, that's
dirtier than doing it in a fucking store closet. Staten Island.
Let's talk about where did it happen. No. Here we go. I'm going to be like Larry King. Now, how did it begin?
On the sink.
On a TV tray?
Okay, we promised we would tease her. She's getting mad now.
What's up, y'all? This is Goldie from Flavor of Love and Charm School, and you're listening to me on Food Is Not Love.
We will be back with our special guest, Goldie. Why are you giving me that look?
I ain't doing this fucking interview.
Now you're not doing the interview. We go back and forth on this, me and you. You hate the interviews on the show. You could say it on the air. I don't care.
No, I don't hate all the interviews. I just hate some of them.
Why do you think you would hate Goldie?
Yeah, she's awesome.
I don't know. She just,
like Chloe said, she's awesome. The truth of the matter is Robbie's not being honest. He hates doing interviews on the show, and he hates the fact that there are interviews on the show. So if it were up to him, it'd just be him, you know.
It would just be me.
By himself.
Right. And his Robbie Dingle shenanigans.
Talking about Brie.
Right. It'd be the Brie show. It'd be like, oh, today on Robbie Daffodils, we're going to talk about love.
We decided to go to Home Depot together.
Right, exactly.
And a
little weekend out of it. Yeah.
We went to Bed Bath & Beyond and got some candles and some blankets.
Wait, fuck you guys. I'm out of this. I'm not going to be here for the interview.
Nice. Okay.
I can't believe he just walked out.
He hates doing the interviews. So, whatever. I'll do the interview. Fuck him. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this. Hey, Chad, what are you listening to in here?
Whoa, bro, you did not come in to my bedroom like that. Mitchell, you know better.
But you're my best frat brother. Alpha Beta Max for life.
Look, bro, I'm just trying to get my swerve on to the best dance record I've ever heard.
What's it called, Chad?
Bro, it's Reach Around Rock Volume 4.
This is a compilation?
Bet goddamn believe it, son. This is the best thing I ever have fucked to.
Is that James Blunt you're imagining yourself fucked to?
Bro, you heard of Beer Dick?
Ye-
Of course.
I got blunt dick, dog.
Ooh.
I can't even get it up. I can't even get it hard until I'm listening to some
"You're Beautiful."
Fucking love that shit.
I hear you, man. Who else is on this fantastic collection?
Well, there's Dave Matthews.
Yes! I listen to that guy when I'm spelunking.
Bro, you better triple bag that shit when you're spelunking. You don't want to get the HIV.
Who else is on this great album, Chad?
Five for Fighting.
Oh my God! This reminds me of when I stabbed that leopard!
Rob Thomas featuring Santana.
Yes! I'm gonna finger some Spanish nanny! Who else, Chad? Who else is on this album?
John Mayer.
I once curbed an Asian guy! Where can I get this fantastic collection?
Well, because you're my bro, I got a couple of bootleg copies in my room you can have.
Bros before hoes!
But everybody else can call 1-800 Reach for my Yam Sack.
Reach around, rock. Volume 4.
If you call now, you get a free copy of Reach Around Rock Block Party and Reach Around Rock Extreme. We accept Visa and MasterCard.
Reach Around Rock Volume 4. It kicks so much ash, you'll be grabbing that dude's balls behind you before you know it.
Reach Around!
Okay, our first guest of the season is Goldie. What's her real name again? Courtney, right?
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. From The Flavor of Love and Charm School. And also the season 3 of Flavor of Love, in which I'm sure she'll be doing commentary. Let's call Goldie.
Hello.
Goldie, my love.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
How are you, honey?
I'm good. Chilling. Trying to recover from this dental work I got done.
What'd you get done? Did you get caps?
No, I got a filling today. And the whole left side of my face is paralyzed.
Aw. You're not going to drool, are you?
No. I'm so excited that I'm not drooling on myself right now. Because I fully expected to be drooling in public, and it's not happening, so I'm excited.
Well, just let me tell you, I love you so much, and you were the one girl on that show in both seasons that made sense.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What is your favorite moment on the show between these two? Was it when Pumpkin spit on New York or when that woman pooped on the floor?
Okay. My favorite moment by far is when Pumpkin spit on New York. And I have to, explain why. Because New York, she had it coming to her. Now, I'm not going to say I agree with the spitting, but I agree with somebody, doing something to her. Because everybody wanted to get New York. She was just the biggest bitch ever on the show. And somebody had to attack her. Now, I wouldn't have picked spitting because I think spitting is real, real nasty.
Yeah.
But, I would have, really rather her went up and, socked her in the face and then ran off or whatever she was going to do.
That would have been great.
I like that moment. Yeah, the other moment was just nasty, and it made me feel ashamed that I even was associated with it, because I was like, man, come on, who does that?
So none of this was scripted. That's really what happened.
No, none of it was.
Oh, because I thought it was like wrestling to some extent.
I can see where you felt that way. Yeah, a couple of those moments look like WWF.
Yeah.
But it wasn't scripted. I mean, I can't say 100% for anybody else, but for me, that was just me doing me.
Now, you were a comedian before you were on Flavor of Love.
I was for a couple of months.
I imagine because the exposure you're getting from the show, you're getting better gigs.
Yeah, I am, and it just gave me so much notoriety. So, now I can go anywhere, and at least get a chance to get on stage, and for
sure.
Other young comics, they may not be able to do that, so it's good, but then it's also pressure, because, they're like, oh, you were real funny on the show, so when you get on stage, I know you're going to be real hilarious. So I'm doing the best I can, but I think I'm pretty funny on stage.
I think you're funny, period. When I watch the commentary you do, in season, because in season two they had you come back and do commentary.
Yeah.
It is so funny and adorable. I just want to squeeze you.
Oh, I love to be squeezed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll make a noise when you squeeze too.
Oh, like an Elmo doll.
Yes, just like a little Elmo doll. Only black with weed.
Oh my god. Now, were you a Public Enemy fan before you auditioned to be on Flavor of Love, or was it just another audition?
Of course I was. I think most people are Public Enemy fans.
I'm a fanatic.
They were the truth. Like, back in the 80s, Public Enemy was the best, you know, one of the best groups out there. And Flavor Flav, you know, you gotta love Flav.
And I love Chuck, too.
Yeah, right. And, you know, they always came with, like, the positive messages and made you feel, you know, so much pride to be black in America. So, hey, you know, I love them.
No.
But it was an experience. I wouldn't give it up for the world because, you know, it's done so much for my career.
Well, you also did Charm School following season one.
Yeah,
of
I did. Mm-hmm. Yep, I did Charm School because they felt like I needed a little charming.
Yeah, but you were dismissed because, again, you were the only girl on the show who made sense.
Who made sense. Yeah, I do. Right, because it was a lot of crazy, you know, bullshit going on Charm School. And, I'm kind of the laid-back type. Like, I love to have fun and, like, you know, laugh and act crazy. But the drama, I don't do at all. You know, so when it was drama, I was like, oh, you know, let me go over here and do my own thing. So, or I'd be like, where's the liquor? Hey, I want some liquor. let me get a shot of that.
Now, are you still friends with some of the girls from the shows?
Yeah, sure.
Who do you speak to regularly?
I usually talk to Buck Wild. I talk to Shay.
Yeah.
I talk to Laylene sometimes, and Safari. Just, you know, whoever, for whatever reason. Like, sometimes we just need to ask each other quick questions. So, you know.
But you genuinely...
It's nobody I talk to every day.
But you genuinely dislike Tiffany.
No. I didn't dislike her. Not at all. You know what? I kind of sort of like New York. Because New York is crazy.
Yeah.
You have to like... Everybody likes the crazy person because they make you laugh.
How is it that she got a show and you didn't? Because, again...
I don't know. She was a little extra friendly with Flav.
Oh.
Yeah, I think her and Flav had some quality time together that we didn't have together. That's what I'll call it for the purposes of this show. Quality time. So it was, you know, that's what it is sometimes, hey.
Courtney, can I audition?
You know, but,
can I audition for Flavor of Courtney?
Yes. You can, as soon as they give it to me, I will call you.
Now, what do you have happening right now? You're doing a radio show on satellite?
Yes, I'm doing a radio show with my manager. It's his show. His name is Carlton Davidson, and I'm kind of like the man on the street or woman on the street.
Sure.
Where, you know, whatever the topic is for that day, I kind of run out and find somebody that knows something or doesn't know something and, you know, talk to them about it. So, but I think it's going to be broadened, you know, to more where I'm doing more things. But right now, I'm just cool to be in the mix.
What station is the show on? Is it on XM or Sirius?
It will be on XM.
It will be on XM. Well, they're going to merge anyway, aren't they? So.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that.
Yeah.
So, I heard they were going to come together as one.
So we will all hear you.
Everybody will hear it.
Well, Courtney, thank you so much for coming on, and I love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You need to come here and get hugged by me.
And squeezed.
And squeezed.
So I can make a noise. Well, man. Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Don't. Here's what I want you all to do.
Well, that was really fun. Back. I love her. Nice of you to come back there, buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
You can do this for early interviews or just the ones you feel aren't important for, enough for you to talk to? Mr. President.
I'll do what I feel like.
Okay. Oh, well, welcome back.
He's dangerous.
You just don't know what's going to happen next.
He's delinquent. Robbie delinquent.
So was that interview everything you hoped it would be?
It was, actually. I got news for you.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to, you know, we'll have this fight. Well, let's go to a break.
Okay.
We'll go to a commercial.
We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll gotta get you straightened out.
Right after this. Hey, this is Lo Pepperoni and his brother Paulie. Say hi, Paulie.
Shout out to Dyker Heights.
You are a moron. Well, we're here today to talk about our new business for 2008. Wait, what year is it?
It's 2008, Lou.
I don't believe in the Greco-Roman calendar.
That's because you were left back once.
They were kind of gay when they touch each other. So we're here today to talk about a new business. It's called Big Lou's Seafood Electronic and Gargoyle Emporium. The finest you ever find in the South Bronx. Ever.
Gargoyles scare away the spooks.
Tell them about them, Paulie.
All the spooks look at the gargoyles and they run.
Now, we got gargoyles of every shape and size. You know, a lot of the spooks don't like the dogs. So, you know, we got bulldogs, we got Doberman pinchers, and we got those little shiatsu massage doggies that, you know, you can put on your neck in case you got the tents.
And if you got those Ghostbusters spooks, the ones that blow snot on comedians, you want to get a gargoyle because it scares them away.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell them about our electronic store.
Our electronic store sells beepers still, for those who are nostalgic, cell phones, and little things that are little gadgets that light up and go bada bada bing.
Our cell phones are so large you can crush a horse's skull with them to death.
Can you hear me now, Wilbur? Can you hear me now?
That was very cruel. Tell them about our seafood warehouse.
You would think a fucking mermaid was the landlord. That's how many beautiful fish we got for you to eat and store in our warehouse.
We're like the Long John Silver's of South Bronx. You can get like 14 pounds of fish for $3.
That's a motherfucking bargain.
So come on out to Big Lou's Seafood Electronic and Gargoyle Emporium where you can eat it, bash it, and scare it away.
Ooh, boogie, boogie, boogie.
Forget about it.
So are we clear on that?
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, as you know, the election's coming up. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday.
That is exciting.
Yes. And you're actually going to vote.
I am going to vote.
Yeah, because before you were some question whether or not you'd vote.
Oh, did you find out?
No, we got to look it up.
Okay, yeah, we'll
double check. You're registered in a different county.
Yeah. I'll just check out there. It's no big deal.
Yeah, who are you voting for?
I'm going to go with Obama.
Yeah, I'm going with Obama too.
Yeah.
How about you, Chloe Jones?
Obama.
So I can speak for the show.
Yes.
And say that Food Is Not Love is officially endorsing Barack Obama.
We're pro Obama.
This is an FINL endorsement.
Not for nothing, our endorsement is way more important than Ted Kennedy.
Eret.
And Oprah.
Eret.
She apparently has the New England hiccup
right,
also. So we're endorsing Barack Obama.
He's going to be my boy. Eret. I'm going to put him in a grave. Now, did you hear? I had heard that. Who's the other female Kennedy who's still alive? That's important.
Carolyn Kennedy.
Carolyn.
She did a commercial for him.
Right. And I actually heard, I was watching CNN, and one of the correspondents said that while Hillary Clinton is getting a lot of like the bricklayers, like the middle class,
the laborers,
kind of poor,
right?
The labor, like she's getting a lot of those.
The labor unions, all that.
Right. They said
because they're corrupt.
This is true.
Right.
Now,
like the Teamsters.
Yeah. I love Teamsters, by the way.
Yeah,
I've only had to deal with them a couple of times. They're really fun.
I kid the Teamsters.
Yeah. So,
and also the Church of Satan.
Oh, yeah. The Church of
the
Satan.
The Satanic Church of Aleister Crowley backs.
Oh, cool.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Well, what I had heard.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. What I had heard was that when Ted Kennedy endorsed Obama, that helped a little bit with the middle class people saying, oh, wow, you know, like.
And the Latinos as well.
And the Latinos.
Yeah.
However, when Carolyn Kennedy endorsed them, they said that was almost enough to make them want to change their minds. So, like, they're sort of like teetering on the edge
we're
of going
hoping
from Hillary
true.
To Obama. That's right.
Like, not that we're trying to put our political influence on our listener.
No.
You know, like, we wouldn't taint this thing with, like, subliminal messages.
I don't want to sway them at all. Vote for Obama.
Yeah, we're
Hillary
bored.
Hillary has a yam sack.
Her man boobies are like a little phone dial. You can just twist around, make it purple.
Yeah, well, we don't want
to. You rub your boob when
yeah,
you do that.
Yeah, illustrate my point.
I wish
for
we
Rob.
Had a video. Yeah, that's good.
Try to titillate Rob.
Give me a little aroused.
So, what but anyway, let's get you know. Let's just get to the news.
Okay,
we'll get off this politics business until it's time.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about all this adult stuff.
It's time for Our World in Peril, featuring our speech-impaired producer, Chloe Jones. Brought to you by MINL News, covering the apocalypse as it happens.
It's the final countdown.
Our world in peril.
A speech day now.
The final countdown.
Okay, what's the first story, Chloe Jones?
Our favorite wife-murdering cop is...
Drew Peterson.
Drew Peterson.
Yeah.
What did he do? He murder another wife? Did he get married while over the break?
Well, no, he didn't get
what
married.
What is he, you?
I did get married over the break.
You did. You did.
Yeah.
And it continues.
Back to Drew Peterson.
Back to Drew Peterson.
Speaking of love.
Yeah. He's saying, despite all this bad press that he's getting...
Right, about murdering people?
About murdering his wife.
That's bad press.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
No. No, he is still keeping up with the ladies.
Of course he is. He's a player. Play's got to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got to get some pussy.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Drew Peterson is actually coming on the show next week.
This is... Yeah, you did confirm that with him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know if Chloe Jones should be in the room.
Now, did he have a... Get, yeah, know, she gets a little...
He's crazy with the ladies.
She gets a little menstrual around men.
Who, Chloe Jones?
Yeah, like...
Like a bear?
Murdering men. She gets a little menstrual.
Yeah.
She's all like, I have PMS and I'm against murderers.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We have to, like, cage the windows from all the hungry lions that gather around the studio that smell her period. Yeah. Yeah. It's gross.
What?
Yeah.
You just gave away that we're recording in Africa.
Yeah.
Not Atlanta.
Well, we are ones for a cause.
Yes.
Right.
Well, he made a statement recently saying that he turns heads. It's not something he wants. It's like, yeah, it's me. That is
he's like
it's
a
me.
Rapper. He's like Eminem. He's like, yeah, I turn heads. Then I get head. Then I be head.
Yeah.
In my bed.
Yeah,
in my bed. I chop heads in my bed.
I chop heads in my bed.
Hey, you want to beat? You want to go for it?
And I'm right said Fred. When I come into the town, I'm looking for a piece of poo sow. Wow, I broke you that quick?
Yeah, seriously, look at you.
Going for a piece of poo sow. Kick the door open to my tavern.
Poo sow!
And then I get in my four-wheeler.
Yeah,
to have sex.
I don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse, my beat or your rhyming skills.
That was not good. Oh, the poo sow was nice.
I think we double confirmed you still can't rap.
Yeah.
But what? Go ahead, continue with the story.
Well, he was at a tavern the other night, and women were buying him drinks. Women wanted to go home with him.
I want you to take a titty shot. Take a titty shot for me.
Women drive by his house and blow kisses and leave love letters in his mailbox. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls gone dead.
Oh.
I can't imagine a woman in a car driving by, and she's like,
yeah, that's what he's
and she
claiming.
Just blew a kiss.
That's what he's claiming. And because he made this statement, he's now gotten a new series of death threats.
By other women?
By men.
By me.
It seems to be mostly men.
But no, the men are just angry because they can't quite attract the women like Drew can.
First of all, he doesn't even look like Scott Peterson. He looks like an old dude. Like, you know, he's an older man. Dude. Yeah.
He looks like the police chief from the Police Academy movies.
Yeah, kind of.
And
yeah,
he's
a little
getting
bit.
Play.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a president that could bring us change. Okay. I was campaigning for Obama just then. I'm sorry, guys.
Sidetracked.
Right. You know what? I have to tell you guys something.
What's that?
I'm actually Drew Peterson's campaign manager.
Is he running for president?
He's running with the Green Party.
Of course.
Which he actually wants to rename the Red Party because he likes blood.
Yeah.
There will be a boob in every crack pat. And
I believe the Republican color is red because they were the original Bloods.
It's true. They were.
Yeah. Democrats are the Crips.
Yep.
But he also had some protesters outside of his house that beat piñatas. With faces, like his face attached.
I feel like that's something we would do for a gag to the show.
Yeah, and then we videotape it and turn it into a 30-second YouTube clip.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Grace.
Anything
had
for
his,
a cheap laugh.
Nancy Grace had his lawyer on recently, and she nailed, she drilled his lawyer really bad because she happens to think that the death threats are bullshit because his lawyer didn't turn them over to the cops. His lawyer has kept them in his possession. They're not doing
he's probably writing himself letters.
That's.
I will kill me.
Well, when you have a reputation for killing your wife, you might want to try to find some campaign for the, as Rob put it, poussal.
For the poussal.
Right. It's a technical term.
Poor Drew.
I'm eloquent.
What a bad rap he's gotten.
All right, what's next? I can't wait to have him on the show, seriously.
I know.
To be honest.
Next week.
Did you hear about the Romanian priest that killed a nun?
Wait a minute, we back in Romania?
We're back in Romania.
Wait, isn't that the city of lawlessness?
Didn't we take an entire season break and we come back and boom, Romania, there it is again.
Romania is like the South Carolina of Europe.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, by the way, I need to apologize to South Carolina. I will never say anything mean about South Carolina again after the primary race. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say I will continue to make fun of you, South Carolina.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you do, what you say.
No. All right, continue.
In Bucharest, Romania.
Bucharest, Romania. Talk to me.
Did you practice that? Saying that?
That's like the most complicated word you've ever said on the show.
Yeah, it really is.
What am I, fucking retarded? Yeah, but,
we're not saying all that.
Hey, baby, you know what I mean? You said it over there, so I can't prevent it from happening.
Yeah, because you usually ask us how to pronounce certain things. Yeah,
I asked you how to pronounce one guy's last name. Because it was
seriously like 50 or 40 words.
46, definitely 40 words. Yeah. I agree with Rob's math.
Of course you do.
There were cities. We have
same accountant.
There were people.
No,
cities.
It was one person.
No, it was multiple things.
Who had it last was a few name things. That had no vowels.
You know what? Not my problem.
Right.
Not my problem. So continue. What happened in Bucharest, Romania? Tell me what happened there, Chloe Jones.
They're Romanian. They're not Russian.
It doesn't matter. They're all close to each other. You know what I mean?
They're all different pieces of the same Jew.
They are.
Yeah. It's like Voltron broken into pieces.
A few years ago, a young priest and four nuns had an exorcism on another young nun who was actually diagnosed with schizophrenia. Claimed she was hearing the devil speak to her. So they changed
Which is a symptom of schizophrenia. Right.
Exactly. They chained her to a cross and didn't feed her for several days, and she died.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that'll cure schizophrenia.
There you go.
I'm really hungry.
What's going on with you over there?
I'm starving.
Would you like a Twinkie?
I just want some Arby's.
This roast beef sandwich is very, very good.
I'm getting very angry.
It's such a for shame that you're chained to that cross.
Nah. Vote for Obama.
Even demons know.
Yeah, they do.
Obama!
So the priest was arrested. The nuns were arrested. But then the priest was set free because of an appeal, which he now recently lost. And they had to go hunt him down and find him in the woods.
Nice.
Where he was busy picking up the ladies with Hugh Peterson. Right.
Hey, you want the one on the right or the one on the left? I will take both. They're both hot. Those are cows. Yes. I want to see you milk udder in front of me when I play with peanuts.
You are a mess.
All right, I'll do that. But afterwards, you come into the tavern with me. I do really well with the ladies there.
Eric.
Why do you make like Drew Peterson I'm like, sound like he's from Boston?
I'm Dead Kennedy in Romania. I take you into the woods and not ditch the prostitutes everywhere. Got dueling Kennedys right now.
No one has ever been alive who would accuse me that I put a prostitute in the woods. Eh, red. I broke the legs.
I support my little Negro up against the adversary, Hillary, who got a penis. Got Clinton.
Did you say Clint or Clinton? Eh, red. She's a man.
I said Clintontis.
Wow.
It's an Indian word you wouldn't understand because you're not a Native American. You are a communist. Eh,
you're a damn. I got to tap out on that
Some things are just for us.
What is next, Gypsy? Eric,
we've been
I'm
speaking.
Put you
to,
in
now,
the
funny thing is, Rob and I have been speaking to each other like that all week since the Ted Kennedy endorsement.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you know.
Yeah, I'm letting the audience know. Oh. So yeah, you okay. should. You should have been like, yeah, really?
We're not
really?
Actually just.
Yeah.
That's you how don't, you. Don't say.
Yeah, that's how you do a broadcast show.
We're not like, actually.
You're hearing
just
it for the first
ourselves.
Time. Right.
There's other
just
people
coaching
listening,
you, walking you through it. Yeah. Maybe we just produced her just then.
Maybe that's why she doesn't understand the whole microphone concept.
Yeah.
That's why she's always like, "Hey, what's that over there?" I wonder if everybody can hear me.
That's true.
No. Pretend that is, you know, a sausage in your face. You know what I mean? You know how you talk to it.
How many times do we got to stop the show so we can get her in the mic?
It's like every other second.
I think we just like tape it to the side of her face. Like a poor man's Bobby Brown microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A U.S. woman was arrested this week after she tried to hire a hitman to murder her married lover's wife by posting an ad on Craigslist.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
I didn't know you could get hitman on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Wait, where was this? What state?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. How close to Lansing is that? It was a hypothetical question.
I would imagine it's very close.
Yeah. Close to the birthplace of Robbie Daffodil.
Robbie Devoted.
Robbie, aww. Robbie Dandelion.
Aww.
Fuck it, I'm calling him Ann Murray. Food Is Not Love, hosted by Disco Volante and Ann Murray.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, boy.
A woman in southwestern Pennsylvania locked her 10-year-old grandson in a feces-filled dog crate for 90 minutes after she found out that he had been poisoning the family for the past year.
God bless America.
Not for nothing. If you're poisoning your family for a whole year and all you get is 90 minutes, how is that? That's barely newsworthy.
That's not an eye for an eye.
Well, now she's been arrested. He's been put into child protective custody.
Yes, the operative word. Child. Yeah. Why would you protect him? Why don't you just stop destroying the studio right now?
Why are you the Wolverine of the studio?
I know.
Shut up, Bob. You have to dodge where the microphone is, because clearly you're not speaking into it. And then you have to hit it with your claws.
It's like she's in a boxing
match. And then
match.
You have to give everybody dirty looks.
Did that hit you?
It hit my hand.
No.
I had to deflect it.
You're
with
in a rampage
like
just
skills.
Throwing things. What's
I'm
the next
throw
story?
I'm going to throw something at you next.
Why? What? I did nothing.
You start.
I did nothing. I sat here and reported to my audience objectively.
You're totally fucking.
You turned it on us now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Look at that angst.
He's like, now I got a girlfriend. So
Over the break, the danger peni became unavailable. And look what's happened.
Yeah.
You guys have been talking a little bit. You've been caressing each other. You've been consoling each other.
I'm married for 10 years.
You know what? Shan doesn't even know. I can see where you'd fall for her gypsy charms. Oh. Soft skin, that long hair. Ability to get great iced coffee. You got some prize pudada.
I love that you're on the defensive because you're
there's
whipped.
There's no defense.
Yeah, it's your defense. So we won't attack you for being whipped.
Wait, I think we've been missing one of the best reality shows ever.
What
because
show is that?
Because I know
that?
We haven't been watching it.
What show is that?
It's the reality show I talked about last season that Big and Rich were doing. That has
I don't know.
It has Cisco. It has Bobby Brown. It has Carney.
Oh,
Wilson.
Yeah. Well, I forgot what it was.
They all live in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And Big and Rich, their goal is to get all of these people to sell out the Grand Ole Opry.
That's never going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, how is Bobby Brown selling out the Grand Ole
well,
anything?
I don't know. They have to do tasks and
you
work
can't even sell out the
music.
Grand Ole Six Flags.
It's on the Country Music Channel.
I don't. Do we get that?
I don't think that's a real channel.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You know what that sound means?
No.
It means it's time to talk about the election.
This is like looking up a hog's butt for a ham sandwich.
Food Is Not Love is proud to present Eye on Politics.
Pigs! You motherfucking pigs! Pigs! You're just motherfucking pigs! You motherfucking pigs!
Okay, Chloe, same person who reports the news, report the politics.
I think you should report the politics.
I don't feel like reporting the politics.
You have been so passionate about these debates and everything that's been going on now that Edwards has dropped out.
I'm incapable of being objective.
Well, now that Giuliani has dropped out, he's endorsing McCain.
Yay.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw on TV, I saw McCain and Schwarzenegger and Giuliani all at like a... I don't know, some sort of manufacturing plant.
It's like a trifecta of disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that thinking Schwarzenegger backing McCain is going to put McCain over the top.
Skeletor.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true.
Skeletor, the Terminator, and a really mean-looking bonefish.
All three of them had been in really big disaster movies one way or another.
Yeah.
And John Edwards also dropped out this week, and Obama and Clinton are now vying.
No, I did not drop out. That is a lie. That's categorically... a lie. Now, being a lawyer and working against lobbyists my entire life, it's a goddamn lie, you fucking gypsy. You heard me. You heard me, goddammit. Now, I'm going to back that boy, Obama, even though he should be
that's
picking...
not yet confirmed.
Yeah,
it's not yet confirmed.
I said I'm going to back that boy, Obama.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. FINL exclusive. John Edwards is backing Barack Obama.
And I'm John Edwards.
Thank you for coming on our show, John Edwards.
Well, you know, it's my pleasure. I heard about your little show, and I don't know. I talked to Tipper Gore. And Tipper,
why?
You know,
did she let you talk?
She and I had an affair at one point in time when Al and I were running together.
Oh.
We were running on a path together once.
Right. I was going to say. Yeah. I was like, when did that happen?
And he said, hey, you know, how about that wife swap show on ABC? I was like, hell yeah. Now, the problem was is that he got the raw end of the deal because, you know, my wife's just close to dead. But,
yeah, I was going to say, did Al Gore give her cancer? Is that the environment he's talking about saving?
Technically, yes.
Her panties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was all right in bed.
Panties in peril.
Yeah. That's like, hey, that's like CNN's Planet in Peril. You're clever. So, yeah, so John Edwards dropped out of the race.
Yeah, right. Yay. It's about time because he was a little indignant.
The last major debate I saw prior to this evening
right.
was the one where it was what? It was Richardson, Edwards, Hillary, and Obama.
Right.
And
South Carolina.
Was it South Carolina?
South Carolina, yeah. The South Carolina tour.
South Carolina. Oh!
Right.
And, you know, Edwards didn't really say much. He wasn't asked much. He didn't say much. They CNN
took
him out of the
race.
Oh,
no. You know what? I think you're referring to New Hampshire.
Was it?
Because, yeah, I believe in South Carolina, he was very lippy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He felt at home.
I don't think Richardson was still in during South Carolina.
I'm confused. There's been so many.
I thought he was talking about Edwards.
No, he was naming the people.
No, I was naming who else was on stage.
Oh,
with
yeah, no, yeah. Richardson wasn't in South Carolina.
Yeah.
There was the Latino Fred Flintstone that just kept interrupting everybody.
He was obnoxious.
He was like, when I ran New Mexico, I turned it into a utopia. Everything you've ever dreamed Atlantis was. I created it here in New Mexico.
Now, isn't it true that New Mexico is 48th in pretty much everything in the country?
Even Bugs Bunny avoids it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give us some gossip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want to start with? There's a lot of crap going on. Let's start with something benign. They took away Montel Williams' show.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Yeah, they're replacing him.
Who's going to have Sylvia Brown on?
I was just going to say, what happens to Sylvia?
Who's going to lock up all those little troubled kids and let ex-sergeant scream at them?
Maury still has that.
Oh, does he?
I actually watched that over the break. It's the funniest thing. Oh, yeah, this is good. Over the break, yeah, I watched... a Maury Povich episode. It was exciting. It was my one episode. And
was it it wasn't a Baby Daddy episode?
I actually expected Baby Daddy. I got a whole lot more.
Awesome. What'd you get?
It was men who are too controlling for their women.
Mm.
And, you know, they just sort of operate everything that they do. A great model for all men.
Right.
So we're watching
this. Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary Clinton's right. balls. And we're watching this, and I just can't believe that there's a guy who's so controlling that, A, his wife can't take a shower after 9 o'clock in the morning because he believes if she does, that means she's had sex with someone else and she's washing the sex off of her.
Huh.
B, she can only wear sweatpants and maternity panties.
Nice.
C, she can't look at other men in the face. She has to always look down. So,
and he's not in the Taliban.
This is an American man. He's actually an African-American man and a Latino woman. After the show, all these guys come out, you know, and Maury's talking to them and whatever. They get the guy who you were talking about, the guy with the crazy guns. He's like, let me show you something, man. You're going to come here. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you down.
Right. And you know the guy's like an ex-con and
shit.
Oh,
my God. The guy totally killed like five people.
But he has
people.
Like a Sergeant Slaughter hat and shit.
He does. He's the best shit in the world. And so he comes out on stage and he's like, you're a beautiful woman. You're a strong woman. I'm going to let a man put you down like that. I'm going to punch him in the face. I'm going to kick him in the balls. I'm going to make him my bitch. I'm going to control him. And like Maury's like, yes, this is great. And my Maury sounds a lot like Jerry Springer. Yes, right. This is great.
This is really great.
Yes, Connie, just keep sucking on my balls.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Because you know what? At home, he doesn't let Connie Chung take a shower after 9. And he's forced to wear maternity clothes until he gets home.
I
got to
be
work.
Honest. I've been waiting for the day, and I'm still waiting, unfortunately, for the day that Connie and Maury have a show together. I think
they do.
Are you shitting me?
Like, I want to say they have like little 20-minute to half-hour spots on C-SPAN together.
That's not exciting.
No.
You can't talk about baby daddies on C-SPAN.
Oh, you want that kind? No, see, the difference
she
is she's
–
yeah, she's a legitimate journalist.
Wait. She is not classy. Want to know why?
Yes.
Let's go. Do you remember her last day on real television? Do you know what she did?
The last thing I remember her doing was tear the Chandra Levy killer guy apart.
The last thing she did
allegedly
on network television was her in some sort of black like gown laying across a piano singing some sort of like sappy song telling people goodbye. It was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
But that's not
in all fairness, maybe she was doing like an exclusive interview with the piano. Like a one-on-one expose, if you will.
Now, Chloe, I would have agreed with you that it, what she did was classy up until she deep-throated the mic.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way around
that. She's like a massage parlor whore.
You are so full of shit.
It's on YouTube. Go look for it.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah. You just look up Connie Chung acting like Ty Hooker.
Right.
How about Britney Spears being hospitalized today?
It's awesome.
You know what? There's no cure for irrelevance.
Did you know? Wait. Did you know there's a website called whenwillbritneydie.com?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's not.
It is fucked up. I mean, this girl...
I don't feel bad for her at all. She's a reflection of the current state of our
society.
She's still a human being.
She is.
You're going to die in 2010.
Is that where you're putting your money down?
Is that a message for Britney?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's going to kill herself soon.
Sometime later in the season when we summon Dick Clark again, he'll say the same thing.
You think so?
I'm certain.
It's almost like you're in his mind.
I know.
Yeah. What's the next story, Chloe Jones?
Are you laughing at my bangs?
You have beautiful hair, Robbie Danger.
I'm going to have sex with your wig.
What is with the wig?
Like, we both know that's not real hair. That's horse hair.
On my head.
Yes.
Well, I didn't even start this time.
Horse hair.
Yeah.
I do not wear a wig.
She wears a wig.
I don't wear a wig.
It's made by children of the poor.
Yep. It's actually made by Romanian children.
Yeah.
That's where she gets all her Romanian news. They tell her.
Lady who takes our hair to make wig. We heard about story that you should tell on a hair. I said, hair, please don't hurt us with your boobies. Oh, lady with gypsy smile and superior economy. Please buy our hair, for we have no food to eat. A shave father's back for 3 weeks.
I want the both of
you. And all you give me is 15 pennies. I can now buy a slice of toast.
That's 3 pieces bazooka gum.
Thank you.
At best.
Your gypsy kindness will not be forgotten. We will erect statue out of cardboard.
I want you both to keep in mind that you both need haircuts. Really soon.
I will be bald from your actions.
I will be the ghost that haunts you forever.
All right. Where are you going next?
Christian Brando died.
Who?
Christian Brando. Marlon Brando.
Yeah, I figured it was a Brando.
Eldest
yeah.
son.
I didn't know.
He died this weekend.
No, did he do weekend. Anything? I mean, was he?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was just Marlon Brando's kid.
Oh,
I
don't know, God.
Yeah. Anything.
That he gets filed under who cares.
Aw.
And there's a war about his estate now. Between
really?
His mother
that
and
goes
his
in the
wife.
Bottom drawer of my who cares. Right.
There's a war about his townhouse in Atlanta.
Okay, what do you guys think about that video that they put out about Heath Ledger at the drug party?
Yeah, I was.
I did not see the video.
I you know, I don't know. It's pot.
Oh, that's all he's doing? He's just smoking
well,
weed?
Well, essentially, he says that what he indicates that he smoked 5 joints a day for 20 years or something like that.
Oh, it's a big deal. He's a big pothead.
Yeah, he's a big pothead. I don't
know. Wait, I don't know the results of his death. Did that ever come out? Was it a drug overdose?
I have not heard anything other than they did an autopsy and things were found to be inconclusive.
No, it was definitely a drug overdose. They just don't know.
Well,
if
it was suicide, right.
And
well,
how can you tell? I mean, you can't tell. Is that Bree calling?
Is that Bree Danger
is
on the
Bree phone?
On the Bree hotline?
Hi, honey.
Oh, look at him. He's so whipped. It's like we're watching The Passion.
Yeah, I'm fine. We're just recording right now.
But I left my phone on because I'm very professional.
Wait, what was that, honey?
Yeah.
Hi, Bree.
Hi, Bree.
Okay. We all say hi.
Hi, Bree Burt.
Hi, Bree Danger.
They're trying to bust my balls a little bit, but, you know, they're just jealous of true love.
He left his phone on and his dick in his pocket.
All right, well, I'm glad you got home safe. I'll give you a call a little later.
Smooches.
All right, smooches. All right, bye, honey.
My dick's in the cupboard.
Have you hung out with Bree and Rob recently?
No, I was.
You didn't come out with us last time.
No.
Mid conversation, they just start making out.
That's not true.
It is. Really?
That
is not true. Get Shandy in here.
That is not true.
No, we were in the middle of a conversation, and then Bree and Rob, it was like the whole world disappeared, and they were floating on a cloud.
Okay,
and
well, let's clarify
okay,
this.
Okay.
It wasn't like I was speaking to you, and I, all of a sudden I just stopped speaking.
No,
started making
we were speaking to you.
No, you weren't speaking to me. You guys were talking to each other, and yes, you were.
Sorry. I got lost in a song. Sorry.
Just to clarify, I do have some social graces.
No, you don't.
I've heard this story from the both of them. I'm just
really?
Just telling you. Yeah, I heard this story.
Well, I'm just saying
you guys were attached.
That's why Shandy and I had to make out to show you what it was like.
Oh right. Well, thank you for showing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, my wife makes out with my producer apparently when I'm not out. This is the hell that is my life.
It's a love triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like a love octagon.
Yeah,
because that's the shape of a stop sign. All right, moving on. What's the next story?
That's our news.
That's our news? All right, you know what? Can you get my guitar for me? Because I want to end this show already. Now that we're talking about my wife making out with people.
Well, we didn't really make out.
No, you should have.
they touched each other's titties. Oh, they awesome. Titty touched.
I'm not sorry.
I think my mom just heard that.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah, your mom listens to the show.
She does.
Oh, yeah, she calls up and does impressions of you on the show. Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Danger.
Hi, Mrs. Danger. Your son's pussy whipped. I kid the pussy whipped.
Wait, that helped.
We're going to sing a song about freedom. But you got to back your mic up.
Okay, yeah, here. I'll put it back here.
This guitar's never in tune. But we're going to perform it live. You going to play percussion?
Sure.
Give her a tambourine or something.
All right.
I want that egg.
Actually, you know, she could just play her booby.
Actually, give her all the percussion. Give her the tambourine.
Can I have the egg?
Oh, the shaker?
I like the egg.
Where is the egg?
It's right above
your
hand.
It's right above your,
above my head?
Yep.
Right there.
Oh,
there
you're we go. Touching
there
it,
go.
Yep.
Okay.
And awesome.
Do some clapping and stuff. Okay. All right, this is, usually we would end the show by...
With a poignant piece of music that we'd like to share with you.
Right, but instead we're going to actually play it live in the studio.
Fairly poignant piece of music.
Right.
You might recognize it.
But before we go on that, I just want to remind you all, you could subscribe to Food Is Not Love. Well, I'm holding my guitar. Visit foodisnotlove.com.
There's a new website, which is quite exciting. You can listen directly on the website. You can subscribe. You can even reply to our crazy posts that we might do.
Yeah, we got blogs. We got all kinds of business over there.
And don't forget. Tell your friends about us.
Please tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
We will reward you with your own super fan moment in the show.
That's right.
From episode 2 on.
We will.
Okay. One more thing before you start.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Don't forget that next week we're going to have Lisa Timmons on.
Lisa Timmons.
And we're going to have Drew Peterson, Deuce interview.
And Tora Satana is going to answer your questions. So any kind of advice you'd want,
ask
Tora Satana. Just write in with a question. You can write us at our MySpace page or at Chloe Joan, because she can't spell her own name, at gmail.com. So is there anything else?
No, that was Tora I wanted.
That was it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Okay, you ready?
Yes,
wait,
let's
give
do
me
it.
A, just go, give me a...
Ah.
Okay, back up a little bit from the mic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'd like to dedicate this song to the disgusting behavior of Bill Clinton in South Carolina.
That wasn't very nice.
In other words, this song's for freedom. My Neil Young moment.
Nice.
On a Saturday bang, boy, is that good with you? Yes, one and the same. Now I believe in miracles, and a miracle has happened tonight. But if you're thinking about Obama, it don't matter if he's black or white.
Woo! Oh yeah!
They print my message in the Saturday Sun. I had to tell them I ain't second to none. And I told you about equality, and it's true, you're either wrong or you're right. But if you're thinking about Obama, it don't matter if he's black or white.
Oh yeah. Let's break it down.
Right here. I'm tired of this devil. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of this business. So when the going gets rough, I ain't scared of your brother. I ain't scared of no sheets.
scared of nobody. Girl, when the going gets mean, Robbie Danger, please don't kick it.
Protection for gang clubs, the nation calls it grief in. Human relations is a turf war. On a global scale, I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about race, it's just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I see the bright get color, I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Don't tell me you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
Yeah.